This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Over 800 fire personnel remain out on scene battling the Orleans complex of fires in the Six Rivers National Forest, a series of eight fires that are burning in rugged terrain. The largest of the eight fires has scorched about 1,300 acres, and in total, the complex has burned close to 1,700 acres of land. Crews are continuing to construct an indirect line as well as strengthen and improve containment lines, and an estimated containment date for the series of fires has been tentatively set for next Wednesday. The North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District announced today that smoke levels in the Orleans and Wichpec areas have been classified as unhealthy. And for more information on the status of the air quality, you can contact management district officials. Dan Squire has news from the California Highway Patrol.
A 61-year-old Colorado man became the 26th traffic-related fatality in the county yesterday morning when he was involved in a single-vehicle collision at about 11:45. The driver was driving southbound, just north of Spy Rock Road, when he lost control of his vehicle and it rolled off the roadway, down an embankment, and into a tree. The driver was wearing a seatbelt, but was pronounced dead at the scene. Impairment is not considered a factor, and identification of the victim is pending notification of kin. The driver is the third traffic-related death this week, after two people died in a fiery crash on Highway 101 on Tuesday morning. The death is the sixth traffic-related death since July 21st and the 26th recorded in the county since the first of the year.
Thank you, Dan. The identities of the driver and passenger who died in a single-vehicle crash on Highway 101 on Tuesday remain unidentified as the CHP Garberville office continues the investigation. The driver was headed south with a passenger on Highway 101 south of Barkdole Road when the vehicle ran off the roadway, colliding into a guardrail. The vehicle then went airborne and collided into a tree before the vehicle caught fire. Both drivers suffered fatal injuries and were pronounced dead at the scene. A little to the north, the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office reported that 58-year-old Roderick Connor was reported safe and unharmed earlier this afternoon. Connor was reported as missing around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon by family after he left his residence in Gasky with the intention of returning quickly. He ended up missing afterwards. He was located earlier today by search parties. This afternoon, the city of Arcata opened the viewing period for used property that will be auctioned off on August 16th. Residents interested can view used city equipment in a surplus property auction Monday through Friday until August 15th at the city's Corporation Yard on South G Street. You can also view the list of equipment at the city's website, and bids must be received by the morning of August 16th. For more information, you can contact city officials. The city of Eureka announced yesterday that the deadline has been extended to send proposals related to establishing a day center facility for the homeless. Proposals for the potential 6-month pilot project will now be accepted through August 14th, and for more information, you can contact Eureka city officials. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg is the North Coast representative on the Coastal Commission, and he'll be in Southern California next week for the next meeting. On the agenda is an item from Coast Seafoods to renew their license to operate oyster beds on the bay. Last month, Coast Seafoods was denied an expansion of the beds by the commission, and Sundberg said he was mildly surprised. He thought they had a good plan in place.
At the meeting in Humboldt, their permit was denied by a 6-5 vote. I thought they had a pretty good project put together. I voted in favor of it. The whole permit for their current operations was all wrapped into their expansion one as well. So when they denied one, they denied the other. The issue is going to come on our meeting next week in Calabasas.
While the expansion project was shot down, the vote also affected the company's ongoing operations on the bay. Sundberg said that he believes Coast Seafoods will get their extension and bring back an expansion plan that could get approval.
We can give an extension to their current operations, so not the expansion, but their current operations, and then probably in October, September, October, they'll have a revised project that they're going to bring back to us to talk about an expansion for them. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to make it all work, and you know, there's 70 or so jobs out there that depend on that.
The Coastal Commission meeting is scheduled for the 9th through the 11th. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.